This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Maryville sponsors our phone lines. Each new student is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource of academic advising, mentoring, and campus networking, career guidance, all things Maryville. It's a beautiful campus. Go to Maryville.edu for more information.
Who's singing this Christmas song? Is Plowsy playing it still?
Oh, I didn't.
He stopped playing.
I didn't get to hear. Who was it?
No Don Cornelius in him at all. Come on, Plowsy. It's O.J.
Oh, very nice. All right, Mizzou football recruiting. Regarded as solid, but 13th out of 14th in the SEC, but 31 to 33 in the country. What
I think Duke finished ahead of them nationally in recruiting. Duke did.
We're talking football, right?
Football.
Not basketball.
Not basketball. Football.
You know what? I got to give Mizzou props.
But he did better this year.
Because they got my my cousin C.J. Boone and my nephew Jelani Williams.
Well, we know
they don't look alike.
So
they all were former defensive backs at Parkway North. The three of them.
Well, so we call that that defensive back high, and that started. You know, they call like Texas D-back U or whatever.
Safety.
This is defensive back high, and I started.
Are they really
back,
your cousins?
I started.
Are they black kids?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
But you know, they follow in the tradition, and it's so. I got to stay on the bandwagon a little bit with them. And we all know we haven't even been on the show since they got a real quarterback coming in next year, Brian.
How about that?
You got two.
They got two. And then
two.
They had a freshman who they love. I mean, they could be set at quarterback if the kid from Chaminade, who's a junior, is a redshirt from like till the year 2024.
So now they got the type of quarterback that you
that
need
we've been talking about.
To have success, legitimate success, and to be able to compete against the big dogs in this conference. You need this type of player. I've been saying it from the beginning. Everybody loves Drew Locke. He's a good little quarterback. We'll see how good he is.
What do you say, good little quarterback?
Yeah, we'll see. He's not good, not great. We'll see how good he is at the next level. Now they got somebody who, when it's 3rd and 7, 4th quarter, 90 seconds to go in the game, this guy will get you a first down.
If they would have had Brian this year, they may have beaten Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
They would have beaten South Carolina 100%. Without a doubt.
Kentucky.
You got to have an athlete, man. Nothing against Drew Locke.
No.
But he's not an athlete.
Who can also
he's
throw.
He's a quarterback.
Who can also throw.
Yeah.
Look at what's his name.
Bail your team out.
What's his name with the Baltimore Ravens right now from Louisville?
Jackson. Look at Lamar Jackson.
I mean.
But he's going to get hurt if he keeps
playing. He will.
Yeah, he can't keep
but in college, he played that way.
You see how he played in college? He played, man.
Oh, my God.
Mizzou has not had a player like this in a while. They've had players like this
since Corby Jones, baby.
But now you got to remember, the Corby Jones and James Franklin, they didn't win 9 games. This guy's about to win 9 games. Okay?
But
you make it seem like they won, like, national championships with these guys. Drew Locke with a decent
talent.
Do you think he has, like, first-round draft picks
I don't think they'll beat Oklahoma State. You look at Oklahoma State's record
and, you know what?
And the
You're
losses
right.
they've had. I mean, I think all but two of their losses were within a touchdown.
But two of their best players are not going to play in
I know,
the bowl
I hate,
game.
They, I hate that.
I hate when kids do that. I hate that, man.
I do, too.
Hold on. We got a bad text here. You want to remove a kid from a school for being honest. Take a breath, boys.
Who's that?
Talking about the student.
What student?
At your daughter's school.
Oh.
Oh, you picking on little kids. Bah humbug. Happy Kwanzaa.
Might be the kid's parents.
Somebody suggesting Robert Thomas on your son's jersey because he'll be around
like
for a long time.
And he's a righteous.
He's young.
I take Quality Robert kid. Thomas. He's a great kid. We just had a feature with him that aired recently on Fox Sports Midwest.
No.
If you saw it, we went to Kachuk's house and did something with his dad. And
get Thomas from the Rams.
His
That'll
billet
be a great
dad,
jersey.
Keith Kachuk. And of
I will
course,
say this. He's
Robert
looking better
Thomas.
On television. He's wearing nice suits, Charlie. Have you noticed
his
him?
Wife is dressing him. He took that Lululemon stuff off. He looks much better.
I don't think he was wearing suit. Lululemon suits.
You know, I'll shout out to the Bespoke over there in Clayton. They do a great job.
What's it called?
Bespoke.
Bespoke. It's
what
a
is
men's
that?
Clothing shop?
Yes.
Bespoke.
Custom suits, man. Custom tailor. They are amazing.
All they do is tailor.
Oh, they make
Can you walk in and have things on the rack, too?
They don't sell anything off the rack, but there's a lot of stuff to look at that are on racks.
Okay.
But they can get you casual clothes. They can get you dress clothes.
So they
you
dress
want.
You.
Go say hi to Danny and David, man. They'll take care of you.
Nice.
Danny's the daughter, by the way. D-A-N-I.
Danny? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So Charlie, where are you going for your suits nowadays? You're not wearing many suits.
I wear many, many suits. Where do I go? I've got enough right now. I'm good. I'll go to Nordstrom to get them.
That was such a Trump comment. I wear many, many suits.
I do.
He's like, I wear many suits. They are good suits.
Sport coats.
They are fantastic suits.
What did
suits.
I have on
they
last
very
Friday? Saturday night at Randy's house, I had on a sport coat. I'd rather wear a sport coat
than
a suit.
Oh, I got to tell you this. Saturday, we arrive in the parking lot, you know, because we take a bus to Randy's place, and there are two scantily clad, very attractive blondes. Charlie is with his attractive date. And so he gets out of the car.
She's not blonde, though.
She's not blonde. Oh. But she's white.
She's hot. Sizzling.
She's white.
She was a sister.
And so Charlie immediately says to the girls, there's my Porsche. Here's the keys. Go in there
and
stay warm.
You don't need a key. Let's touch the door, baby.
Okay.
Let's talk to him.
So he has these two blondes in his Porsche staying warm.
No. They sat there. They said, oh, we're not cold. And they were shivering so much. They had me rocking. They sat there until the bus came.
It was a very gentlemanly act by you.
You know, Charlie's date, she says to me about 5 minutes after she got there, she said, hey, I want you to know, Charlie and I are just friends.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here she goes.
She did say that at the party.
No, she did not. This is the only line he's got. He's got one line on me in 3 years.
She is a lovely lady, though. A nurse.
I have many, many suits. They're great suits.
No,
these
I wear
are
a sport
fantastic
coat.
Suits. They're very suity.
I'm a sport coat guy. That's why I had a sport. Did you see my lapel pin, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was
terrible. He had a Rams lapel pin. And the team that's lost two in a row, Todd Gurley's banged up. Their quarterback, 7 picks and 1 touchdown in his last 3 games.
They'll be fine. The defense is the problem. They'll be okay. They'll be all right.
Yeah, let's go Crown Candy Milkshake. They're one and done again this year.
No. They'll be there.
They can't play in December.
They'll be there.
They're good in September and October.
They'll be okay.
I do love the coach.
The Rams logo I don't know why. I would love to see the Chargers.
I would love to see the Chargers and the Rams in the Super
Bowl. Did you hear Rex Ryan talking about the Rams the other day?
What did he
say? He goes, everybody talking about this. Sean McVay, greatest coach of all time. I say just win one playoff game. Just one.
Rex Ryan is so underrated.
Well,
I love him.
Yeah, he went to the AFC Championship game maybe 2 or 3 years with bad quarterbacks, too, Sanchez.
He talked about Belichick the other week also. Man,
he's
unfiltered, man. I love him.
I like it. Randy Moss is good, too, man. I like Randy Moss.
No, but the show on Sunday night is the best with Deion and Sharp.
On NFL Network?
Oh, that is so good.
Shannon Sharp doesn't do it for me, I'll tell you that right now.
Why not?
Yeah, it's not really. I like Deion. Deion's a fantastic
I like Shannon. They're honest.
In fact,
it's slop too.
It is.
Yesterday, Martin brought up greatest hot dogs in professional sports. Would you say anybody higher than Deion?
No.
My favorite player ever was Ricky Henderson. But Ricky Henderson and Deion were both great.
Yeah. I think Deion was more likable than Ricky. Yeah. Although Ricky
would do a turnaround when he hit a home run. He would twist around and run around the bases like he was flying.
Deion Sanders set the standard for
prime time for flash,
but
that's good for sports
and sizzle.
That's good for sports.
I loved Deion back in the day, man.
See, most people in this town, because we're conservative,
he's got no respect for the game.
He could guard air.
Best cover corner
ever, and Roger Worley was number two ever.
You think Champ Bailey was that good?
He was all right.
Not as good as Deion.
Deion was first ballot
Hall of Famer. Good.
They didn't even throw to his side.
I put him in.
They didn't
first
even throw to Deion's side for a year almost.
While we're here, the all-time teams, we went with them this week. Blues, we went McInnis Pronger, Federico Shanahan, Hull, and the goalie we went with was Fuhrer, but there's a lot of debate there. Who would you take off? Who would you put on? Who would you...
I don't have a problem with any of those. I mean, Brian Sutter is the only guy that I would maybe consider getting him there up front.
But not a Hall of Famer as opposed to those three up front.
Exactly, but he's just the best captain in the history of the organization, legendary. I mean, his jersey's hanging from the rafters.
And then who's your goalie? Would it be Fuhr, Cujo, Liut?
I'd have to go old school with Mike Liut, man. I just really would. I think in terms of the goalies being here, he was probably the best of the three in a Blues uniform. Cujo had some great moments. Grant Fuhr had some fantastic moments as well. Played for some good teams. Mike Liut was a superstar.
You were talking about barbershop yesterday. The brothers were talking about you. Charlie, glad you're here. Did you hear Frank's top basketball players out of Missouri? He said he only had one brother.
No, I didn't. I had Brad Beal and JoJo
White. Yeah, on the second team. The first team, you had JoJo White. That was it.
JoJo White and Brad Beal are my guards.
Of course, you
had
Stipo.
Are they both black? Is Beal white?
Stipo. You had Brandon Beal.
Well, who's your center from the NBA from St. Louis?
Anybody? Who you gonna pick?
Who's your center from the NBA from St. Louis?
I'm not picking.
Did
anybody.
I stutter?
I'm not picking any.
You want to know who?
Oh, you don't pick a center. You just have four.
Yeah, I'm not picking a center.
Okay. My best team, high school basketball team, includes Lauren Woods and Chris Carriwell and Larry Hughes and Bradley Beal and David Lee.
Well, no, Larry Hughes can't. Be, high school wise, strictly high school.
Hughes can be on there. Houston.
Yeah, that's really good.
David Thurkill.
My team that I just mentioned would never lose to any of your teams, ever.
They'd beat the hell out of you.
Ever.
They'd beat the gray hair off you.
And I'd be coaching.
Well, I know they'd
be coaching. Okay, so you agree with Brad Beal and JoJo White as my all-time NBA.
So you went NBA. I'm sorry, I didn't know it was NBA. I thought it was high school. Come on, can you?
And
then forwards, how do you go against McCauley with 8 All-Star games and Bill Bradley?
Wait a minute.
A world champion twice in...
You had Ed McCauley, who I dearly love and respect, the late, great Ed McCauley, former announcer at Channel 2.
Yeah.
One day he had him on the show, and he said, Ed, could you still come out and play? He said, I wouldn't even get a uniform now.
And he said, I compare like Bob Pettit to Karl Malone. He said, you know what, though? Bob Pettit would lift weights and be as big as Karl Malone. So.
Okay, dokie.
All right, let's take a short time out. Martin Kilcoyne is here. This is our Roundtable Friday. This is the Hollywood Casino Press
Show
Box.
Show killer.
And before
we got our top 14 for 14.
All right, before we go to break, quick word about the Gatesworth Finest in Senior Living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, or grandma or grandpa, we recommend the Gatesworth. The food is great. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk, the Gatesworth. Westminster Christian Academy is the official school of this program. World-class Christian school serves grades 7 to 12. Don't have to choose between the top-ranked sports teams, challenging academic programs, and education grounded in biblical truth. They do it all at Westminster. WCASTL.org. Phone number is 997-2900. Set up a shadowing procedure for your son or daughter. We'll be right back.